Now Alison is going to introduce the second set of stories.
Anyone reading the evening news this week would think that we're in the middle of a crime wave and would be quite surprised to know that we have the lowest crime rate in the UK. Amongst the crimes reported this week was theft from a jet at the Aviation Museum, drink spiking at a city pub, and stealing of peregrine watching stands at Norwich Cathedral. There were also new warnings of scams. Fraudsters are pretending to deliver parcels and trying to take payments for non-delivery, while cold callers have been targeting homes in Brook and Poringland. Here's Don with the first of our crime reports.
The search is on to track down criminals who broke into a plane at the City of Norwich Aviation Museum. The site on the NDR near Norwich Airport was targeted between 10 p.m. on May the 3rd and 10 a.m. on May the 4th. The offenders cut through the perimeter fence, then broke into an Avro RJ85 passenger jet, the museum's latest exhibit. They stole fire extinguishers along with an emergency torch. Roger Poynting, the museum's company secretary, said, "Fortunately, there was not much damage to the aircraft itself, so we got away quite lightly in a lot of respects. There was a display in the galley that had been swept aside. Items were all scattered on the floor. There was some relief because of the lack of damage, but it was concerning that people had got in." Mr. Poynting explained that although this is the City of Norwich Aviation Museum's first antisocial behaviour incident, other museums have been targeted with artefacts damaged. The Avro RJ85 came to Norwich Aviation Museum around 18 months ago and is the only one on display in the country.
Campaigners and suspected victims alike are begging the public not to lose focus on the drink spiking trend. It comes after Olivia Taylor, 29, believes that she was targeted at a city pub. She said awareness of the crime was increasing before Christmas, but as summer approaches, interest has waned and victims' plights have been forgotten. The Milecross bar manager said people are beginning to let their guard down. Many people probably do not know what to look out for. I was not expecting to be spiked, in all honesty. It can happen to anyone at any time. It feels like the victims have been forgotten about.
A not-for-profit organisation that has worked tirelessly to protect rare birds in Norwich has had a key item of equipment stolen. The Watchpoint trailer, located in Norwich Cathedral, is used to view the peregrine nest on the side of the historic building. The Hawk and Owl Trust, which runs the trailer, use the spot to educate the public on the birds. However, to the team's dismay, they arrived to find their steps, used to get a better view of the rare birds, had been nabbed. Adrian Blumfield, operations director, said our outreach officer, Amy Clark, was on her way to the trailer on May the 14th when she noticed the steps were gone. It's just mindless. At the end of the day, we're a charity and it's a public service we provide. The steps are bespoke to the trailer and all aluminium, so it's going to cost the best part of £1,000 to replace. Any witnesses or anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact Norfolk Police on 101, quoting investigation 36/36495/22. The Hawk and Owl Trust set on specialist outreach programs all over the country in an attempt to save the nation's feathered friends.
Fraudsters are targeting Norfolk homes by pretending to deliver parcels to them under the name of major couriers such as DPD and the Royal Mail. Norfolk Trading Standards has issued a warning after scammers sent text messages leading to bogus websites which attempt to gain personal information or take payments for re-delivery. Recent examples have seen criminals claim to be from the Royal Mail, EVRI, DPD and the Post Office. Scammers have created fake websites to look similar to the courier's official websites, with the same branding layout and font choices. Trading Standards says that if anyone receives these or similar texts, they should not click on the link. If someone falls victim to the scam, they should contact their bank immediately. In the event of receiving a fake message, people should forward the text message, including the phone number or company name, to 7726. All phone operators now use this number to report spam and scam texts, which is free of charge. Scams should be reported via the Citizens Advice Consumer Service on free phone 0808 223 1133.
Householders are being warned to be on their guard against doorstep cold callers trying to sell household products. Norfolk Trading Standards has issued an alert following a number of reports from the Brook and Porringland areas of young men going door to door. The callers were carrying large hold-all type bags or rucksacks containing a range of household products, including packaged kitchen knives, scissors and cleaning products, said a spokesman. Some of the callers were claiming to be an ex-offender or that they had been in trouble with the police, and this work was part of their improvement. Trading Standards advises people never to deal with anyone cold calling, offering to sell something. Anyone citing these sellers or other doorstep cold callers in Norfolk should call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133 or Norfolk Constabulary via 101. If you feel intimidated or are concerned for vulnerable neighbours, call 999.